Well, howdy guys. Now, here's a news item that's very common in the army or the military. As you know, they've lowered the standards and let pheromones into a lot of areas in the army and the military. And that's caused a lot of problems and weakened it. But there's also a bigger problem as well. As you know, all these pheromones wanted to be in those positions and everything, but when they get injured or hurt in any way, the first thing they do is to try and sue the military. And all intents and purposes, it's kind of a scam. Anyway, this pheromone hadn't been in the military very long. She was a member of the Horse Military Crack Squadron. But the horse she was on bucked slightly and threw her off. And she broke her collarbone in a couple of places. And apparently she said it made her left arm, rendered it virtually useless. She even needed help to brush her teeth. She'd have been only in the training mode. But after 2 years, she was discharged. Later on, she even competed in Paralympic and said she had hardly any use in her left arm at all. So she sued the military for £1.7 million. But when the case came to court, they had secretly filmed this pheromone using her left arm almost as normal and had quite a few videos of proof. After the judge witnessed the evidence, he called this pheromone dishonest, because she had normal or almost normal activity in their arm. And she competed in the Paralympics, although actually she doesn't fall into that category at all. She not only lost her case, but she has to pay expenses. This is what I say, guys. Pheromones lie and deceive, usually to get money. But videoed proof foiled that plan. That's what I say, guys. You just keep recording them. But you see a lot of stories like this, aren't you? Pheromones suing somebody or some company. And the military courts are chock-a-block with them. They seem to have no shame or morals at all. They only have greed. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Remember when pheromones were getting into all these different types of jobs and the sexual harassment that happened in the workplace was all for one thing, money. Males don't like to be alone with pheromones, in a company, in an office, for that reason. Pheromones have made it very dangerous for males in the workplace. And in turn, of course, they've destroyed the workplace for themselves. And they seem to have no qualms about lying, and whose lives they destroy, as long as they can get some money out of it. Well, for this pheromone, she didn't get any money she wanted, you know, the lottery. She actually ended up paying and got a dressing down from the judge. And that's because there was video proof. Because unfortunately, you can't seem to believe anything that comes out of a pheromone's mouth. Ah well, one victory's better than none. You take it easy, guys.